Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama in Dallas today praised police who died and were wounded last Thursday as heroes. Bill Zeeble with member station KERA in Dallas reports Obama spoke at an interfaith memorial.
The president walked a fine line, praising police while acknowledging last Thursday's Dallas march that protested alleged police brutality in other cities. Mr. Obama said the shooting after the march wounded Shatamia Taylor, who said she'd brought her four boys along to participate.
She also said to the Dallas PD, "Thank you for being heroes." And today, her 12-year-old son wants to be a cop when he grows up. That's the America I know.
Obama said we cannot match the officer's sacrifice, but surely we can try to match their sense of service. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
The governor of Louisiana is defending the police response to recent protests over the shooting death of Alton Sterling. Governor John Bel Edwards saying police need to be well-armed and dressed in riot gear in order to defend themselves. Edwards pointing to an incident where a Baton Rouge police officer was injured when he was struck in the face by a rock. Meanwhile, police say they've arrested three individuals who allegedly stole weapons from a pawn shop purportedly to be used against police. In Burlington, Vermont, where Senator Bernie Sanders started his political career, deep-rooted supporters understand his endorsement of Hillary Clinton, even if not all of them accept it.
Outside Sanders' national campaign headquarters in Burlington, Matthew Wall said Hillary Clinton is too much of a centrist for his taste, but he said he'll support her in an effort to stop Donald Trump.
Am I happy that it's the lesser of two evils? Is it a failure of imagination in American politics that that's where we're at? Yeah.
Trevor Bilquin from Hardwick, Vermont, has a different plan for November.
I'll probably write in for Bernie Sanders.
Bilquin's philosophy? Don't vote for who you think you should vote for. Vote for who you want. For NPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs in Burlington, Vermont.
The U.S. investigation is accusing British officials of hampering a probe into banking giant HSBC. The House Financial Services Committee, in releasing its findings, says it hopes to shed light on whether the Justice Department made prosecutorial decisions based on the size of the financial institution, backing off because of fears the bank's troubles could harm the global economy. In 2013, HSBC agreed to pay federal regulators some $1.9 billion, settled charges that its practices enabled Latin American drug cartels to launder billions of dollars. The report goes on to accuse Britain's Treasury Chief George Osborne of intervening in the investigation. But after the broad market posted a record high, closed blue chips joined the party. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also reaching a record high today. Investors appeared more upbeat after Alcoa, despite reporting quarterly losses yesterday, also reported some strengths. Rising oil prices also helped prop up the markets. The Dow gained 120 points to close at 18,347. The S&P 500 rose 14 points. This is NPR. Tesla Motors CEO Elon Musk says despite a fatal crash in which the driver of one of the company's Model S electric vehicles was using autopilot, the company does not plan to disable the feature. Musk, in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, says the company plans to take efforts to fully educate customers about how the feature works. Tesla's come under regulatory scrutiny in the wake of the May 7th crash that killed a 40-year-old driver who was apparently operating the vehicle in autopilot mode. An international tribunal in The Hague has invalidated China's claims in the South China Sea. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the Philippines filed a lawsuit against China in 2013.
The UN-backed tribunal invalidated China's argument that just because its fishermen have been fishing in the South China Sea for centuries, the islands in those waters belong to China. It also ruled that China's building on reefs and rocks in the sea does not entitle those features to territorial waters. It also said that China had violated the Philippines' sovereign rights by chasing its fishermen away from disputed areas. State media quoted President Xi Jinping as repeating China's position that it will not accept or be affected by the ruling. He added that China has consistently upheld the international rule of law and taken a path of peaceful development. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The day after Starbucks announced plans to boost pay for workers at its company-owned stores by 5%, the Seattle-based firm is announcing it's increasing prices on brewed coffee, espresso, and tea. The company says prices on select sizes of brewed coffee at its U.S. company stores will rise by 10 to 20 cents today, while prices on other lattes and tea beverages will go up by 10 to 30 cents. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.